From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
DM Deep Dive time. This is where we go through our DMs and see what you are saying.
What do we got in the DMs today, Shem?
Oh, man, I don't even know how to take this. Charles writes, let me preface this by saying I'm not sure why I feel this way because I like them both. But Maury and Shem both have very punchable voices and faces.
Oh!
Makes me want to fight them,
man.
Although I never would. Weird, right?
Like he wants... Now, do you think he wants to fight you both at the same time or like individually?
Well, Shmo will wipe the floor with him, right? Right,
Maury? Like, because I think that you two together, like, might be kind of difficult, right?
Tag team champions.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the two of you could take Charles. That'd be easy.
Wait. One of us could take Charles, okay?
Let's, hold on.
Yeah,
on.
Shem, step aside.
Oh. Yeah. Tough guy, Maury. Charles.
They don't call me
outside.
Vanilla Rage for nothing.
Have you ever been told before, either of you, that you have a very punchable voice?
I mean, as a voice artist, no.
Okay.
I mean, yes, as a voice artist, no.
Okay. What about, has anybody ever told you you have a very punchable face?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Same. Wow. I read that about myself not that long ago, actually.
No.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I don't remember where
it was.
Like
an Amazon review for your book?
Nah, it was something to do. I think it might have been something to do with it. Yeah.
For the memoir? Really?
Yeah, but somebody said, I have a very punchable face. Yeah.
Did you reply to that comment?
Fine. Which is fine. No. Mm. No, I don't reply to comments on anything like that. No way am I engaging in stuff
even on
like
the nice
that.
Ones?
Nope.
Like, thanks for buying the book?
No.
Really?
No. Okay. Nah. It's not. It's no. It's too much.
Gotcha money. That's
no.
It.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks enough.
Yeah, I'm going to start replying to everybody telling them exactly what I bought with their money.
I'm getting a new pool at the cottage installed next to the old pool.
No. It's going to be, I'm going to tell everybody what I did with their $30.
Right.
Right? Like, just so you know.
I bought the screwdriver set. It was on sale was on Depot.
Thank you.
One more DM, please, Shem.
This one comes from Finsta Corey. I'm listening to podcast episode number 129, the Ask Roz and Mocha special podcast edition. At around the 15-minute mark, they start talking about how it's crazy Maury doesn't look any different since going to the gym, even though he eats whatever he wants. But that totally makes sense. You can't out-train a bad diet. If anything, he's still probably in a caloric surplus or maybe getting himself down to a maintenance level, which means nothing would change. If he didn't work out, that just means he'd be gaining more weight every year than he currently is because of his poor eating habits. Mostly, people are gaining a small amount of weight every year unless you actually eat healthy.
I'm sure this person knows exactly what they're talking about.
About to fall asleep here.
I can't have a conversation with somebody who talks about caloric surplus. Like, I just lose so much interest.
But what's the question?
There's no question. I think the takeaway is that, damn it, Maury, you look great.
Oh, thank you.
According to this person.
No.
Roz,
that's not what he said at all. He said,
exactly,
damn it, Maury, you look the same. It's not that you look great. He said you look the same. Because the question was, how can Maury go to the gym all the time and yet nothing has changed?
Oh, right, yeah. Damn, you basic, bro. Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep coming in.
Wow, this is not a good DM for me.
Every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time, y'all. Love this part of the show.
Shem, what do we got in the DMs today?
Hungry for this one, man.
Okay.
Jag writes, has Roz ever tried Pillari? I know he's more of a savory guy, and this Guyanese snack is one of my favorites with pepper sauce and tamarind.
Oh, so good. Please explain to Roz what Pillari is.
So Pillari is essentially like a fried split pea dough sort of treat. And it comes in like little balls, and it's sold,
A fried, say it again?
A fried split pea dough treat is the best way to sort of explain it.
Okay.
Use that as like an appetizer. It's not sweet or anything like that.
No.
You wouldn't try it? You don't like spoofies?
No, I don't like sweet. Right?
No,
like,
it's not sweet. No, you have pepper sauce.
What do you put it with? Oh, with pepper sauce? I can't even like try and even imagine what that would taste like.
I'm going to bring some in.
Wait, describe it again. Say it again. What is it?
A fried split pea dough treat.
So it's a dough and then the peas go in the dough and then you fry that?
Well, it's sort of grounded up split peas and it's fried and mixed with dough and it comes out in like a little ball. It's almost like
How big is the ball?
It's shaped like a Timbit. Okay. Right? Mocha, that's fair to say, right?
Yeah.
Shaped like a Timbit.
Okay, so it's like a little fried Timbit ball. And do they glaze it with anything?
No.
It's just the dough ball.
Correct. The dough ball.
Sounds dry.
No, with pepper sauce, it's so good.
And how do you eat it? Like you just put like a couple balls in your mouth and just go?
And you do your thing, yeah,
or
man.
Or do you use a fork?
Either or.
It'd be weird to use a fork,
yeah?
though.
Yeah. I think white people would use a fork.
You're right.
Because they just don't know.
Right.
But totally fine to use your hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Don't use a fork.
Yeah.
You look suspect. Yeah. Bring some in.
You ever tried to see how many balls you could put in your mouth at once?
Nah.
That's exactly what I would do. I'd used to do that with Timbits all the time.
Oh, sounds good. Don't they mush together?
Yep.
How many?
All the time. When I was a little kid, I had like a little kid mouth. I'm talking like maybe 5-6 balls.
Yeah. What about now as an adult?
No, probably more, but not nearly like I wouldn't because I just don't like that kind of stuff. Mm. Right? It's not for me.
Even if they were just plain.
No.
The plain Timbits.
No, but too doughy.
No added, like no sweetness, nothing.
No.
Because I know you don't like sugar or anything like that.
No, too doughy.
Just for the experiment.
Nah.
Come on,
not
buddy,
at all.
Please.
No. I'm not going to, no, it's not, no.
Are you scared?
It's not for me. Scared? I'm not that guy. Try that on one of these jabronis.
Damn.
Our
next DM, please.
Brett writes, what is a recent purchase that you've made that you are very proud of, but others may think is a little strange? I have one I can share.
Okay, go.
I may. I recently bought a back scratcher.
Yeah, man.
And it is, I've had some nights, okay, with this back scratcher. It is, sorry, that sounded probably a little suspect.
Yeah.
I mean, I really didn't mean it like that. I just mean that, like, it hits all the right.
I'm telling you, was I not preaching about back scratchers?
Didn't you say what was it, you bought like a 4 or 5 pack?
I go through back scratchers like crazy. And Catherine got me like I buy them in packs of 4, and I leave like there's one in the bedroom, there's one in the living room.
Yes.
I used to keep one in my bag. Mm. I've used them in the backs of Ubers before. Like I am all back scratcher all the time. And so you get into that zone where you just like you know what I mean, where you're just hitting it. And it's so good. I have a long wooden one at home that when I just like, when I find the spot and I go, oh my God, it feels just like fingernails.
Hold
it
on,
is
still talking
so,
about the back
shut
scratcher.
Up. It feels so good. But yes, I'm with you on that, Shem. 100%. Maury, what have you bought that's dumb lately?
I mean, I don't know if it's dumb, but a vibrating seat back thing for my car.
Does it vibrate just the back or just the seat?
The back, like, so you can reach around and flip the switch and it starts vibrating on your back.
Okay, but not the seat part that you sit on.
No, just the back part.
Oh, that would make me have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
If I sit on anything vibrating, oh, yeah, I immediately have to go to the bathroom.
Just how old are you?
Just shut up. Old enough that if I sit on something that vibrates, I have to poop. That's exactly how old I am. You don't even need to know the age. You can assume.
I'm trying to think. Like, I'm looking at my Amazon history.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. These are, for me at least, things that are practical that I needed to buy, right? Like, I had to buy, like, a pack of bungee cords.
Oh, yeah.
30-piece bungee cord set that had, like, all different lengths.
Right.
Right? I also had to buy, like, zip ties, different length zip ties. Right? Yeah. Like, I don't know if any of my recent purchases would...
How'd the kidnapping go?
Great, it's still in the trunk.
Yeah, successful.
Next DM, please, Shem. Time for one more.
Yeah, Maddie writes, hey, question for the DM deep dive. I saw Roz at a mall a couple of weeks ago and so wanted to say hi, but didn't know if I should. Are there times you don't want fans to say hi to you guys? Thank you. Love you, Maddie.
Yes, is the answer to that question. And that is if I am alone with my kid. If Catherine's there, totally no problem. Mm-hmm. Because they'll just sort of disappear off to the side or whatever. And then I can always just catch up with them. But if I'm alone with my kid, That's the only time that, I mean, it's still fine. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like, because I always feel that I will always like try and keep it real short when Rox is there with me.
Sure.
Right. And I don't want to ever, and I don't want to ever feel like I've rushed somebody who's a huge fan of this show.
Can people wink at you to see if it's an okay time?
Absolutely, Maury. Yes. I encourage winking. Definitely. There were a couple people that I had met years ago where when I saw the picture that they posted online of meeting me, I'm standing there. And if you look closely at the picture, in between my legs, behind me, all you could see was Roxy's two little kid legs.
Aww.
Because I always used to take her and put, because I'm so big, I used to take my arm and I used to wrap it around Roxy and put Roxy directly behind me.
Aww.
and pose for the picture with the fan. So you couldn't see Rox, but in some of the pictures, the camera was a little too far away.
Yeah.
So it looked like I had like kid legs coming out from like in between.
Thank you for all of your DMs. We love talking about them every single day. So keep them coming in. Thanks, Jem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Welcome to DM Deep Dive. All the DMs that you send to us eventually make it to Shem, and then he brings it to the radio.
What do we got today, Shem?
Talia writes, oh, this is going to be good. What word do you have a hard time pronouncing? For me, it's always, and this is Talia speaking, Worcestershire? Worcestershire?
Oh,
whatever
yeah.
That's
also your word,
that's
Shem.
Also my word, as you can see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hate that word. Worcestershire?
Yeah. Worcestershire. I always.
How do you say it? Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
That's
yeah.
The proper way of
I
saying it?
I believe so, yes. Oh. I always screw up conscious, mm-hmm. conscience, mm-hmm. and cautious.
Mm.
Like always, those three words I screw up. A guilty, like if somebody has a guilty conscience, right? Conscience?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Like that really, like I have to think about it. Like the word doesn't come out easy.
Right.
Like at all. Like that's always screwed me up.
Philanthropy is one word for me.
Philanthropy.
When have you ever had to use that?
Well, I remember listen, that sometimes.
I was hosting an event with the Toronto Blue Jays years ago.
Yeah.
And
oh, no.
Part of the script was talking about, it was the Jays Care Foundation. And it was a person that I had to introduce, and they were talking about the philanthropic work that this person does.
Yep, yep.
In partnership with the Jays Care Foundation. And I had looked over the script, and I kept getting stuck on that word. I just kept overthinking it. So in the live moment,
yep.
I got to that word, and I couldn't
psyched
say
it. Yourself out.
I couldn't say it. And like, in front of thousands of people, and I was trying to say philanthropic. I can say it right now.
Yeah.
But like in the moment, I kept screwing it up. And then like, there were like a couple of people who were snickering.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, I'm being like made fun of now. Like,
yeah. Were you saying like philanthropic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Like saying it wrong.
I kept saying like as if the person's name was Phil. I kept saying
no.
Phil.
Philanthropic? He's Greek?
Yeah. That word haunts me, bro.
Oh, no. That is, yeah, that is difficult. Maury?
Every word.
Yeah.
But at home, I can never say Grey's Anatomy as the show. I can say anatomy, but together it's always... Great. I always screw up Grey's Anatomy.
I heard Maury in front of, because sometimes there's people who listen to this show, right? Mm-hmm. Who think that sometimes when Maury does stuff like pronouncing a word wrong or something like that, like it's done as a goof, right? Like it's done as a bit because it's like part of his character and like all of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
But then you see Maury out in the wild and you realize certain things aren't a goof. Right? Like, you know, Maury always says balcony instead of balcony.
Yeah.
Right. And then we call him out on it all the time. And then you start thinking that Maury just does it on purpose because he thinks it's funny, right? Like saying balcony instead of balcony. But there's another word that Maury screws up constantly on the show all the time. And I always thought it was a goof. But the other day we were at a meeting outside of the building and there was a group of people there and we were talking about like a whole bunch of stuff. And Maury asked if there was any way to have Pexiglass.
Oh my God. Pexiglass?
And the person goes, what? And he goes, you know, Pexiglass.
Oh, you mean plexiglass?
There's an L.
Who knew?
Yeah, everybody.
Do you have a word, Chef?
Oh, it's two words, and this is almost terrible to say. I struggle saying Canada Day.
Oh,
isn't that weird? Like Canada. I want to say like Canada. Yeah, I struggle there. Canada Day. I have to really like focus into when I'm saying it.
Why not just say Canada Day?
Say it again.
Canada Day.
Canada Day, but that's not right. That's not Canada Day.
I know, but you know, we all know what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, time for one more DM, please, Sean.
Sure. Talia writes, "Hey, Roz and Mocha, big fan of the show. I went back to school last fall, and you guys are getting me through it. Roz, your sarcasm, and Mocha, your laugh never fail to make me laugh, even now as I study for finals. You're both fantastic. Keep making everyone's day."
Aww,
love it.
That's sweet.
That's amazing,
you.
Talia. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your DM, and thank you, everyone, for your DMs. Keep them coming in, because we talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Here we go, DM Deep Dive time. Hello, everybody.
Shem, what do we got in the DMs today?
Elena writes, "What is something that you are insecure about?"
Oh, easily. My body. All of it. Like, in some sense, secure about so many things.
Yeah, I would say my body.
Yeah.
Why? Sure. I think everyone. Yeah.
You guys look like you're in pretty decent shape to me.
I was trying to think of something other than my body.
Did you say pretty beefed shape?
No, I said decent.
Oh.
Decent.
You guys are in pretty beefy shape.
Yeah, but I'm insecure. I'm insecure about a lot of things. Like
usually, like how my ass looks in my jeans.
You're insecure about that?
Because I saw it in an elevator and I was like, oh, I don't like that at all.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of square.
But do you think that people spend a lot of time looking at your ass?
I would like to think so.
No, no, but do you?
No.
No.
I think because it's too low. Like, because I'm short.
You need that BBL. Are you insecure about anything, Shem?
Oh, yeah. I'm very insecure about my voice.
Really?
I've always, not my singing voice, but my speaking voice. Yeah. Well, I've had a couple people say that it's irritating or it sounds annoying. And I think that's sort of stuck with me. And I used to also have a stuttering problem when I was younger. So I think sometimes that still messes with me. Although, like, I'm fine doing public speaking, fine doing what we do here.
Yeah.
But I definitely still struggle with that for sure.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm insecure about quite a bit, actually, but not to the point of where it's like debilitating or I choose to not do something because I may look a certain way. Like, it's weird because I'm insecure, but yet I don't care what people think about me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? If that, yeah. Like the insecurity is sort of mine and mine alone.
Yeah.
It's more about how I feel about myself than it is about.
Because then you get in your own head, right?
Yeah. Like my insecurities are always how I make myself feel as opposed to how others make me feel.
Yeah,
because I don't really care what other people think about me. But I think that sometimes I'm too hard on myself.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Next DM, please, Shem.
Grisha writes, "If you could only listen to one type of music, whether it's rock, alternative, jazz, classic, etc., for the rest of your life, what would it be?"
Oh, hip hop for me.
What era? You have to narrow it down to an era.
90s, for sure.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go like what would be called sort of new classic rock, which is sort of that late 70s going into the 80s.
Can you give us a band name or a singer, an artist?
Yeah, no, like I will always take like I love listening to like Zeppelin, but sometimes I like singer-songwriter sort of Americana stuff like John Mellencamp and,
oh, sure,
you know, stuff like that. Like I like that kind of vibe. But then I also like new wave and all that other music that I missed when I was younger because I thought it was for sissies.
Yeah.
And then I had to go back and discover it later in life.
You're
and then
like,
I was like, God, I missed some really great music. Because I didn't discover, I refused to listen to any of that stuff. Because I was like, ugh, you guys are loads.
Oh, you didn't even like listen to it just a sample?
No, I hated
it. Before giving the opinion?
No, no, no. You have to understand, right? Like the music you listened to was like the people you would fight with, like fight for, right?
Uh-huh.
And anybody who didn't listen to your music were like loads. Like you didn't hang out with them, right?
Uh-huh.
And so there was the new wave kids where I was like, whoa, a bunch of simps, right? And then.
Now you listen.
Now I love new wave.
You think you would be friends with those simps back then?
No, but I would have loved their music, but you just couldn't do it. You couldn't cross genre. Like it wasn't accepted, right?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't allowed. You couldn't do it.
What else we got today, Shem?
Trevor writes, "Have you ever practiced kissing in a mirror?"
Never in
like
mirror.
With another person.
I feel like it's practicing, so maybe by yourself.
Oh.
Like doing the movement and stuff?
Yeah, like I guess kissing the mirror.
Kissing the mirror.
Yeah.
Like yourself in the mirror?
I guess. I've never done this.
Yeah,
this is weird.
What? I think I, yeah. No, I'm joking. I think standing in front of the mirror, no. But like on your hand and stuff.
You kissed your own hand?
Yeah, or yeah. Like the part where your elbow is.
Yeah. Maury, did you ever kiss your own hand?
Yes, but with other people.
Which hand did you kiss, Mocha?
Left.
Left. Which hand did you kiss, Maury?
My right.
Is there a chance that your hands could kiss right now?
Nope.
No?
No? Yeah, let's do that.
Is there a chance that your hands could kiss right now? No. I would like to see that.
No.
I really would. I really would. I would like to see that.
Absolutely not.
It has nothing to do with either of you.
This is beautiful.
Right? It has nothing to do with either of you. Show me what you used to do with your hand when you used to kiss.
No, not like, I wouldn't like make...
You use your thumb as a bottom lip, right?
I wouldn't do that. I would like on the top, like right here.
Okay.
On the top, I would kiss.
Can we set the mood?
Hold on.
Can we set the mood?
Okay. Good music choice. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, now hold on here. Man. So Mocha, you would kiss your lefty, your left hand.
On the top part here, on the meaty part, below the index finger knuckle.
And damn it, Maury, show me which hand you used to kiss.
But did you used to use, like, the part that you're clenching here, your thumb and the knuckle of your index finger?
Top of my hand.
Oh, okay, so the top. So you wouldn't use this part as like the mouth.
No, I would go.
Okay. Okay. Let's pretend let's pretend that this is the mouth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You guys can do this. You know how you do that? You know when you used to make your hand talk, like Singer-wensis?
Uh-huh.
Hey, how you doing? Like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are gonna do that. Okay, now Maury, if you would like to approach Mocha's hand. Okay. Okay. And their hands are gonna kiss. Mocha, and I need you to be into this. So move that bottom lip up and down. Okay, Maury. Maury's going in. Okay. Oh. Mm, oh. That is incredible. Look at that, guys.
Get out of here. Maury's using the index finger as a tongue. Get out of here. Oh, gross.
That was so romantic, guys.
Shut up.
Beautiful.
That was
incredible.
Look at that. We just ran out of time. No more DMs. Thank you, everybody, for making it super weird.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Here we go, DM Deep Dive time. Love this part of the show because we get to see what you were saying to us behind the scenes in the DMs.
Shem, what do we got today? What do people want to know?
Michael writes, have any of you guys ever had any bullies in your life? And if so, have you ever gotten them back as payback? Whoa.
Yes, I've had bullies in my life.
Definitely.
For sure.
I don't think I've never like gotten anybody back though.
I didn't get anybody back in any sort of like physical way or way that they would know. I've always sort of lived by or I've always sort of believed that like sort of living well is the best revenge, right? Like I always use success or determination or whatever it was.
Let the glow up speak.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was, right? It may not be physical, but I always sort of, you know, used that against any bullies, whether they be work bullies or sort of life bullies that I ever had. But no, I never lashed out. Really?
I tell that story. Shem, how about you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely have had bullies. I'm with you, Roz. I feel like, you know, I'm pretty sure one of my bullies listens to the show. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Suck it.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Right?
There
yeah.
you go. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I had bullies, but I didn't get back to them or anything like that. No.
No,
like,
no revenge.
No revenge. I wouldn't know what to do. No.
Right. I was outside with a friend years ago. Where we were, I don't even know where we were, like maybe a video store or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was in the store and he was looking really, really sketchy, right? And we were grown at the time, like we were probably in our mid-20s, like 24, 25, right? And this guy was being real sketchy, sort of just like walking around. And I noticed him, my friend didn't. And we go up to pay and this guy paid first and then he left. And then we went up to pay. And then this guy walks back in. And walks over to my friend and goes, hey, is your name so-and-so? And my buddy goes, yeah. And he goes, I'm so-and-so. And my friend goes, okay, didn't really remember. And he goes, I got a question for you. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, when we were like 12 or whatever, he was like, we were at a birthday party and you and two friends put me in a corner and kicked me in the stomach.
Oh my God.
Over and over and over again. And I just want to know, one, why you did that, and two, how you feel about that today. And it was incredible. Like you could tell this guy had a moment when he walked into the room And he walked into this store and saw this guy that I was with at the time. And you could tell everything came back.
Yeah.
Like every just single thing came
his
back.
Mind.
And he decided, you know what? I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to say anything. And he left the store. And then you could tell that as soon as he left the store, he was like, no, this is, yeah. you need to do this.
Because he'd
need closure.
It for the rest of his
he
life.
He would have regretted it. And he came back in. And my buddy felt terrible.
And what like, did he say?
No, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he wasn't like a jerk about it. He was just very apologetic, and it didn't work, right? Like the guy was still sort of whatever, but it was an incredible confrontation to see us two grown men, you know, having this really super emotional discussion about, you know, a bullying incident when they were children.
Wow.
It was really wild. Wow. Really wild.
Another DM, please, Shem.
Sure. Steven writes, question for the room. If the zombie apocalypse was upon us and you got bit, would you want to be left alone and turn into a zombie, or would you want someone to kill you before you turned?
Before you turn?
Yeah.
Does it hurt when you turn?
But like when you turn, you're already dead anyway. Like you don't know what's going on. You have no...
Don't you live forever at that point?
No, you're dead.
No, you're dead.
You're not living.
No,
but, sorry, you're not living.
You become a zombie, but you're like...
But you don't have like... You don't
remember
anything. You have
no cognitive anything. Yeah. Like you are dead. You're dead. There's no...
So you want to... Do you want me to die now or become a zombie and be already dead?
No. What would you want? Would you want to turn and be the walking dead, or would you want somebody to kill you before you turned?
I don't think it matters, to be honest with you, because regardless, you're dead.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, you're not... What difference does it make?
No, I would say, take that gun and you're going to sit in a room with me and we're just going to stare at each other and tell jokes. And then as soon as I start turning gray...
Yo, where's my gun?
Right? shoot me.
Years ago.
Yeah, shoot me. Shut up. Shut up.
You're you need skin, not hair.
You're such a...
opportunity missed.
You're such an animal.
Yo,
what does it matter with you? What does it matter with you? You're the worst, man.
Oh, I'm being a pal.
No, you're not.
Turn into a zombie.
You're not being a pal.
Time for one more DM, please, Shem.
Marie writes, just want to tell you guys that you guys make me laugh. Sometimes I spit my tea out and people in other cars look at me like I'm crazy because I'm laughing all by myself in the car. Keep it up. Love the show.
Oh, thanks. Thank you for that DM. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in because we get a chance to talk about them on the show every single day.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.